Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you are well. Wanted to go over a story that is, I guess, not that new, but it's something I just found out about last night. And I guess maybe you guys know about this because you are obviously watching YouTube videos. But YouTube pretty much kind of dismantled the dislike button, or at least the counter on the dislike button. And I know that I've had a few comments over the past a couple weeks saying, oh, George, why did you, why did you take down the dislike button or something like that? And I didn't really know what they were talking about. And then I'd check the video and I'd see the dislike button and there wasn't a number there. And I just assumed that, oh, well, maybe the video is just recent, so it hasn't gotten a thumbs down yet. Maybe it's just 100% thumbs up. And, but last night I looked on a video that I saw was like a 99%, let's say, thumbs up. And I can see this on the back end, on my dashboard. And, but when I clicked on the video, I saw that the only number that was displayed were the thumbs up. So I thought, maybe my channel is screwed up, but I looked at other videos and it was the same thing. And then I did a quick Google search and I came across this article. Let's go to it here. And actually, I didn't look at the date on this, but basically, here you go. YouTube is scrapping, or they have scrapped, the dislike count for viewers, but the button is staying. So let's go down. And I mean, this is, I tell you what, it's, let me increase the size here, but this is going to, it's going to be very hard for me to keep my cool on this video. I can tell you that right now, because this is just egregious propaganda. And I'll go into why here in just a moment. But this gal, tech reporter, I don't think she understands really what's going on behind the scenes. So she's just taking it at face value as to what Google is saying and why they made the change. So let's go into this. YouTube is making its dislike count private to deter harassment. Harassment of whom would be, or should be, your first question. They say it's for the small creator. That is utter BS. It's because they want to deter harassment of CNN. They want to deter harassment of the World Economic Forum, of MSNBC, of anything that comes out on YouTube from the White House or from Joe Biden or any politician, right, left, it doesn't matter. This is what they're trying to deter. And I'll go into greater detail here in a moment. So let me highlight this part. The decision comes after a July 2021 experiment wherein the Google-owned platform, YouTube, gave viewers access to the dislike button but hid the count from them. The data showed a reduction in dislike attacking behavior. So you guys watch YouTube videos, obviously you're here. So I'm sure you guys have some favorite creators, maybe myself, maybe Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, Emil Kalinowski, maybe Real Vision, something like that. And do you think those people have a problem with dislike attacking behavior? In fact, let me show you just one moment here. Let's see if we can go to the back end of my YouTube channel. And let's do that. Right here, we're on the George Gammon channel. And we'll just quickly go over, that was last night's video. But we'll just quickly go over here to the ones, these are kind of in the queue there. So we'll go down here to the videos that have actually gone live so far. And so let's look at this. So we've got 90, well, let me stop right here. So we've got 98 point. Now what I'm looking at is the like to dislike ratio. So for this video, it was 8,000 roughly likes to 158 dislikes. So that's giving me a 98.1% like ratio, let's say. That's interview with Lynn, 98.1. Here with the Uneducated Economist, 98.5. Here's 97.5, 98.7. You get it. And if we went to the Rebel Capitalist channel, you would see a like ratio that is even better. So if we go switch account and we go to Rebel Capitalist, we go to content and then the live, because as you guys know, I do all these live. So we've got, look, 99.6, 99.3, 100% on a video that has 4,700 views, 99.1, 98.8, 99.8. So again, let's go back to this article. Do you think that most of your favorite content creators, and let's back up, why are they your favorite content creators? Because they produce good content. It's pretty simple, right? So do you think these people that are producing good quality content that others find value in are having a problem with dislike attacking behavior? The answer is obviously no. So who is having a problem with dislike attacking behavior? Well, that would be the IMF. That would be the World Economic Forum. That would be CNN. That would be MSNBC. That would be the White House. They're the ones. So Google is trying to make it seem as though they're sticking up for the small content creator. That is utter BS. What they're doing is they're just trying to funnel more and more viewers that don't know the difference to these outlets for propaganda. That's what's going on here. They go on to say, we also heard directly from smaller creators and those just getting started that they're unfairly targeted by this behavior. BS. This is nonsense. And I'm going to call them out on this because they can't get away with these blatant lies. Let me give you another example. And you guys, if you've just been watching this channel recently, I started YouTube in the summer of 2019. I had zero subscribers. Zero. So it wasn't that long ago when I was a very small content creator. And one of the ways I can tell you that I was able to grow the George Gammon channel or even this Rebel Capitalist channel is because people could see the like ratio. That's your edge as a small creator. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Let's just do a basic YouTube search. We'll go for repo market. So if you do a search for repo market, now you'll notice the only information you get is the number of views and how long the video's been on live on YouTube. That's it. You don't, and this information down here, the normal viewer wouldn't get that. That's because of this plugin called VidIQ that I have. Where before, as you guys probably remember, you would have a like ratio. So if it was in the 90 percentile, I think it would be green. And then if it was below that, maybe like 70 to 90 or something, it was like yellow. And then below 50 or something, it was red. And so then you as the potential viewer could scroll through the videos that you had at your that you had available to you. And you could determine which video was the best. Because this crowdsourcing mechanism of the likes versus dislikes was a very, very effective tool. It's just like when you go on and potentially buy a get a hotel room. What are you doing? You're looking for the reviews, right? You're not just looking to see how many likes the hotel has. You're looking to see how many dislikes it has as well. Out of 5 stars, what is it rated based on this crowdsourcing information? Would you want to go to a hotel that where all you could see were the thumbs up? Of course not. It makes absolutely no sense. And again, I want to make it very clear that when you're a small creator, and let's say you're on someone's homepage, so you don't have much search engine juice, we'll call it. And this is for a creator like I was back in 2019, where I'm just starting out. And maybe I only have, let's say, 200 subscribers. So you're sitting here on your home. Well, let's just keep it here. I don't really need to go to the homepage. So let's just say that you've got a video from this person, and they've got 161,000 subscribers. But let's just say this video only has an 80% ratio of likes, where let's just say this one was a George Gammon video when I first started, where you could see that I only had 200 subscribers, but you could see maybe the video had similar amount of views. But this video, let's just say, had a 99% like ratio. So where are you going to click? Well, there's a little bit of a back and forth there, because this is probably a more established channel. So you're just thinking, okay, this guy's done a lot more videos, therefore content's probably a little bit better. This guy only has 200 subscribers, so maybe his content overall is not that great, but he has a 99% like ratio for a similar amount of views. So this is telling me that this crowdsourced information from other viewers is saying, hey, you should watch this video because it's really, really good. But let's take away that advantage of the small creator for a moment. And then the only metric that the potential viewer would have is just the number of views and how many subscribers. So who do you think that's going to benefit? The large creator or the small creator? Obviously, it's going to benefit the large creator. And that's why this is complete BS. And this is really, really, as you can tell, this really pisses me off. Because not only are they lying, but they're lying in a manner that is meant to just manipulate people to believe some narrative that is completely ridiculous. I mean, if you're going to come out and just basically funnel people directly to CNN, MSNBC, the World Economic Forum, basically the global elite and the mainstream media, just say you're going to do that, for heaven's sakes. Don't lie about it. I mean, let's just put all our cards out on the table right now. See, and it really infuriates me, because the rebel capitalists, they get this, right? But your average friend and family member, Fred, they don't. So what they're doing is they're funneling all of these people that are going to be receptive to their BS propaganda. And the next thing you know, you get all these people out there in society that not only do they not have a clue as to what's going on, they believe the opposite of what is true, because of these platforms like YouTube are just funneling them to these sources, quote unquote, that are going to jam this narrative down their throat. And what narrative is that? It's whatever the politicians and the global elite want you to believe, whatever is going to serve their purpose, whatever is going to, however they want to brainwash you or manipulate you to achieve their overall objectives. This is pathetic. So why is the dislike button staying? Well, I'll sum it up. So they say on the back end that the content creators themselves can see. Oh, here we go. Let's go into this, because here, again, this shows how they're just full of crap. The dislike button is staying so users can still fine-tune their preferences and get recommendations accordingly. Oh, so they're saying, we don't want you to see what we're doing, but on the back end, trust us. we're going to go ahead and show you the best videos. Yeah, right. I mean, give me a break. Also, content creators can continue accessing their dislike counts in YouTube, which I just showed you, to understand how their content is performing. Okay, well, don't you think if content creators want to see how their content is performing, don't you think the viewer would want to see that prior to clicking on the video? I mean, this is, it says, but the public display of these metrics is being removed to create an inclusive and respectful environment where creators have the opportunity to succeed and feel safe to express themselves. Oh, I wish I could use profanity sometimes. I've made it a point to try to not do that. But the only words that are coming into my mind right now have four letters. Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow. They're trying to create an environment that is inclusive and respectful of the mainstream media, the global elite, and those people that have the same opinion or worldview as these overlords, for to keep it friendly here, on these social media platforms. I mean, this is just, and I said in a tweet yesterday where I pointed this out last night, I believe. And I said, this is just straight out of Goebbels' playbook here. And that's Joseph Goebbels. And you guys know exactly who I'm referring to. I mean, this actually would make him blush. I mean, he'd probably be so proud of this. He's like, my goodness, in all my years, I never could have thought of something that was so effective in terms of its ability to brainwash people into believing whatever you want them to believe. I mean, this is straight out of 1930, 1984. I mean, you name it. So here's, let me give you guys a little secret. I'll give you some insider information. Here's how you can actually tell to approximately, this is by no means a specific, you can't get specific numbers here. It's not a science, but it's kind of gives you an approximation of what that ratio that we used to see is moving forward when you're watching videos. So usually a video will get about 10% of the viewers that will like or dislike the video. And again, roughly, sometimes it's 20%, sometimes it's 5%, but right around 10%, let's say. So if you go to a video, and I used one from the World Economic Forum that had 1.3 million views, and they had 7,700 likes. But of course, they don't show you the dislikes. So what you can do is you can assume that there was probably 10% of the people that responded. So that would mean 130,000 people either hit the like button or the dislike button. So if we know that 7,700 hit the like button, well, all you have to do is subtract that from 130, and you get 122,300 most likely hit the dislike button. And you don't have to crunch the numbers in your head to determine that this ratio is horrific, meaning this video is terrible. And this is what YouTube obviously doesn't want you to know. So guys, I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. You can see how that stuff really gets under my skin, but this is the world we live in right now. And we need to be aware of the fact that these global elite and politicians and authoritarians and overlords in the social media space, they're trying as hard as they can to manipulate you, to brainwash you, to get you to think like, or not think, I should say, to get you to behave, to condition you. This is, and whether their intentions are good or bad, listen, it is what it is. You've got to realize that this is what they're trying to do. So make sure that you are always skeptical. Make sure that you've got your guard up and make sure that you're seeing through their shenanigans. And as always, make sure that you're standing up and fighting for freedom, for liberty, free speech and free market capitalism.